As I stand behind that altar to begin the liturgy of the Eucharist, I try to be very conscious about many things. I try, because like you, I can daydream during Mass. To comport oneself with distractions occurs because we're all human beings. So we need to be attentive, as the Ukrainians say. I try to be very conscious that Jesus Christ is truly, really, and substantially present in the Eucharist we are all about to share. And he is the source of any joy we may have in our lives. And only in him can we find the meaning of life. I'm very conscious that Christ bears our fears, he bears our sufferings, and he bears our losses as we live life. And Christ is merciful to those who ask forgiveness, because we are all guilty. And our sins should fill us with dismay. We are all sinners. We cannot save ourselves. And we need a Savior. And that's why we're here. That's why we keep coming here. I am conscious that all things work for the good in those who believe, despite how I may fail, despite how I may not understand God's plan. All things work for the good. And I'm conscious that we are saved by living His will. We're not saved by living our will. We're saved by living His will. And His will is made known to us through the life of the Catholic Church. There are more truths, but these are key. And the Church has many tools at its disposal to bring these truths to the conscious lives of us all. A primary tool is the Mass, the center of our faith, what we're doing right here. The Mass is offered in each parish. The sacraments are powerful tools at our disposal. Another tool is what I call the primary apostolate of each parish. The primary apostolate, our schools, our Catholic schools. What parents begin at home, Catholic schools continue outside of the home. Consistent formation. Our Catholic schools will remain vital, because our children are our future. In about 20 years, I'm done. And it's up to the children. Cardinal James Gibbons, the former Archbishop of Baltimore, said this. He said, "No schools now means empty churches later." No schools now means empty churches later. That is why, before that, a saint, St. John Newman, after whom the Newman Centers are named at universities, as Bishop of Philadelphia, St. John Newman said this: "Without parish schools, there is no hope that the church will be able to maintain itself in America. Without parish schools, there is no hope that the church will be able to maintain itself in America. In America today, we have about 7,000 Catholic schools, and we have about 2.1 million students attending them. About 14 or 15% of those 2.1 million students are not Catholic. These 7,000 schools save all of us, save taxpayers hundreds of millions of dollars each year. But more importantly, these schools fulfill church teaching of Vatican II, which said there should be Catholic schools on every academic level, used and supported by all the faithful. That's from the Declaration of Vatican II, named Gravissimum Educationes, the gravity or the seriousness of education. It may be easy to conclude, as you listen to me, that the responsibility of Catholic schools should rest on the parents of the students who attend them. But that is not true, because the truth is, this entire parish, our entire diocese, the entire universal church benefit from Catholic schools. And these schools keep all communities strong. Dickinson Catholic Schools are very much alive because of that conviction of common ownership. That's the only way our schools will survive, with a conviction of common ownership. And we have that here in Dickinson. I remembered it when I was here before, and I'm experiencing it again right now. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. A Catholic school is the diamond on our ring. It brings continuous life and sparkle to the parish, to the city all year. Attend daily Mass here during the school year and during the summer to see the difference. That's why I've always said a parish with a school is a parish with more life. A Catholic school, as we support our school, gets its life from the parish. But I've also seen how a Catholic school gives life to a parish when a parish is weak or in need. They come at a cost, my dear people, but their value is priceless. They are essential to the future of our church. More and more every year. More and more every year. And so today I'd like to thank and I'd like to invite. I thank you for your support and sacrifice of Catholic schools. Life may be easier without them, but their value is beyond any cost. And I invite you to join our family, a family whose mission statement is to educate the whole student, mind, body, and soul. The fruit of this mission statement is evident in many areas. One example is this. Our diocese has 28 men going into the seminary this fall. That warms my heart. These are my replacement. 28 men. Why? In part to our Catholic schools, to the human formation they provided. Our schools have a favorable class size and ratio, 18 to 1, which means an excellent teacher to parent ratio. Parents know their child's teacher, and a teacher knows the student's parent. Outside of academics, our students excel. 80% of our junior high and high school students are involved in one or more extracurricular activities. 80%. And our teachers have the formation and conviction for a general concern, a very genuine concern for the students' welfare. We know what's happened in the last year in our country. Our schools provide an environment where students, where these young minds are free to discuss current ideas, views, and events, where our young people can have questions of the day answered in the context of church teaching and truth. So needed today. Questions, often difficult for parents to answer. Prayer is evident throughout. The sacraments are offered, Mass and confession, Eucharistic adoration, Stations of the Cross, Lenten sacrifices, Advent prayers, church feasts are celebrated. And right here from this ambo, our students learn to read in front of you all at a very young age. There are opportunities for travel. Our students can go to the March of Life in Washington, D.C., the Rome pilgrimage, or the service trip to Peru. Our young priests that live here, Fathers Grassgard and Hochalter, as you know, have most of their time at our school. And they do a tremendous job. So with the support of our parents, friends, and benefactors, without a doubt, because of God's grace, our schools will continue to live that mission statement to educate the whole student, not just the mind, not just the body, but the soul as well. I like to conclude with a sign I saw in our school here 22 years ago when I was a young priest. It's a sign that was true then, and it's true now. It will always be true in regard to our Catholic schools. Before I read it, I'd like to say that after this Mass, Kelly Daniel will be in the back to take any questions you may have. We're having school parents present at all the Masses this weekend. This is the sign that I saw then and I want to read now. Christ is the reason for our school, where he is the unseen but ever-present teacher in its classes, where he is the model of its faculty and the inspiration of its students. May God continue to bless our schools as we begin another year, already next week on August 19th. Amen.